Assalamu alaikum, and welcome to our 10th year of Ramadan Reflections. It's a momentous occasion as we celebrate a decade of sharing spiritual insights and reflections during the blessed month of Ramadan. Ramadan holds a special place in the hearts of Muslims worldwide. It's a month of fasting, prayer, reflection, and spiritual growth. From a Quranic perspective, Ramadan is a time of immense significance as it marks the revelation of the Quran, the noble book of Islam, onto the heart of our beloved Prophet Muhammad. May Allah bless him and his family. It's also a period of spiritual rejuvenation and heightened devotion to Allah. Throughout this sacred month, Muslims engage in fasting from just before the morning prayer time until just after the evening prayer, the evening call to prayer, abstaining from food, drink, and other physical needs. This act of self-discipline and restraint serves as a reminder for Muslims to count the blessings bestowed upon them by Allah, and it fosters empathy for those less fortunate. Of the many reasons why fasting was made an obligation, these are but a few. Moreover, Ramadan offers Muslims a unique opportunity to deepen their connection with Allah through increased prayer, reflection, and acts of charity. The Quran, revealed during this blessed month, becomes a source of guidance and enlightenment, with Muslims striving to recite and understand its verses with greater fervor. Furthermore, Ramadan serves as a time of community bonding and solidarity as families and friends come together to break their fasts and engage in communal prayers and gatherings. This sense of unity reinforces the importance of compassion, generosity, and empathy towards others, fostering a spirit of brotherhood and sisterhood among the believers. In essence, the month of Ramadan represents a spiritual journey for Muslims, providing them with the opportunity to cleanse their souls, seek forgiveness, and strengthen their relationship with Allah. It serves as a reminder of the importance of gratitude, self-reflection, and self-improvement, guiding the believers on their quest to reconnect with their Creator and lead lives of righteousness and piety. During these sacred days and nights, we immerse ourselves in the teachings of the Quran, seeking guidance and enlightenment. In fact, the Quran serves as a beacon of light, illuminating our path and providing us with the wisdom to navigate life's challenges. The Quran, this sacred book that Allah revealed to the Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family, it holds unparalleled importance for us, the Muslim community, especially during the sacred month of Ramadan. Revealed to the beloved Prophet over 1400 years ago, the Quran serves as a timeless guide for all of humanity, offering divine wisdom, guidance, and solace to believers in times of difficulty and ease, and guidance to the non-believers to the right path. The month of fasting provides a conducive environment for spiritual introspection and self-improvement. And the Quran serves as a beacon of light to navigate this journey, giving us guidance on various aspects of life, morality, spirituality, and how to live a righteous and fulfilling life. Ramadan is a time when the barriers between the divine and the earthly realm are thinner, facilitating a deeper connection with the Quran and its teachings. Reading and reflecting on the Quran during the month of Ramadan allows the Muslim community to strengthen their faith, find solace in its verses, and derive guidance for navigating life's challenges. It fosters a sense of spiritual fulfillment and inner peace, ultimately leading believers closer to Allah and enhancing their understanding of Islam's principles and values. Therefore, the Quran's importance during Ramadan cannot be overstated, as it serves as a source of enlightenment, guidance, and inspiration for Muslims worldwide. Engaging with the Quran is not limited to Ramadan alone. It's a lifelong journey, obviously. However, the rewards for recitation and reflection are multiplied during this blessed month. And so as we dedicate ourselves to the Quran this month of Ramadan, we deepen our connection with Allah and we seek to strengthen our faith. Now, let's delve into the profound significance of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, in Islam. Imam Ali, peace be upon him, the cousin, the son-in-law of the Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family, and obviously the first successor, holds a unique and esteemed position in our faith. Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, may God's peace and blessings be upon both of these noble personalities. Again, the cousin, the son-in-law, and the immediate successor to the position of imamate or leadership of the Prophet Muhammad, may God bless him and his family. He led a life deeply intertwined with the Prophet from its very inception, and from his very inception. Born inside the sacred Kaaba in Mecca, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, his birth was marked by divine significance and a profound connection to the nascent Islamic faith. From childhood, he was raised in the household of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, imbued with wisdom and virtues under the Prophet's guardianship. At the tender age of somewhere between 3 and 5, the Prophet took Imam Ali into his own house, where he and his first and most beloved wife, Ummul Mu'mineen Khadija bint Khuwaylid, peace be upon her, would bring up this young child. Once the dawn of Islam occurred and the Quran was being given to the Prophet, and throughout the Prophet's mission in Mecca, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, stood as a steadfast supporter, offering unwavering loyalty and dedication. His unwavering commitment to Islam was strong for the first 13 years in Mecca, and it was epitomized by his pivotal role in the migration to Medina, where he slept in the bed of the Prophet while the latter made his way to Medina. With no fear or concern, he realized that Allah was with him as he lay his life on the line for the preservation of the Prophet and the establishment of Islam. For the next 11 years in Medina, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, his bond with the Prophet deepened. He became not only a trusted advisor, but a valiant warrior defending the nascent Muslim community. And shortly after the move to Medina, the bond with the Prophet would take on an even deeper level, where he would propose to and marry Fatima az-Zahra, peace be upon her, the daughter of our beloved Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family. Their marriage and the 4 children that would come from that blessed union would continue to make the Prophet happy and would further solidify the spiritual ranking of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, with Allah, as we will see in this series of Ramadan reflections this year. Imam Ali, peace be upon him, his attachment to the Prophet extended well beyond mere companionship. He wasn't a companion of the Prophet. His relationship was rooted in love, in respect, and an unshakable faith in Islam's message. Imam Ali alayhi salam, his life serves as a testament to his unparalleled devotion to the Prophet and the enduring legacy of their profound bond, which continues to inspire Muslims worldwide up until today. Imam Ali, peace be upon him, is revered for his unwavering devotion, courage, and wisdom. He was not only the first Imam and leader of the Muslim nation after the death of the Prophet, but he's considered as being the nafs, the self of the Prophet, embodying his teachings and virtues. Scholars of the Quran have actually said that Imam Ali, peace be upon him, is mentioned in the Quran over 1,000 times, albeit never by name. However, very rarely does Allah ever mention anyone by name in the Quran, especially those that lived during the years of revelation in Mecca and Medina. Rather, Allah brings forth magnificent qualities and characteristics which can only fit with Imam Ali, peace be upon him. And in actuality, this highlights the profound love and favor that Allah has for him. Now, as we embark on this year's Ramadan Reflections journey, our goal is to explore a selection of carefully curated verses of the Quran that not only speak about Imam Ali, peace be upon him, but also inspire us, you, to emulate his noble qualities. Through reflection and introspection, we must aim to imbibe these traits into our lives and strengthen our connection with Allah. Our yearly Ramadan Reflections video series marks a decade of illuminating the hearts and minds of our viewers. For 10 consecutive years, we've embarked on a journey of spiritual enlightenment, offering a unique opportunity to delve deeper into the Quran's timeless wisdom. With each installment, we carefully select a new theme, guiding our audience, you, through a profound exploration of Islamic teachings. This series serves as a beacon of inspiration during the month of Ramadan, fostering a deeper connection with the Quran and nurturing our spiritual growth. As we celebrate our milestone of 10 years, we remain committed to enriching the lives of our viewers with each thought-provoking reflection every day. Now, the layout of our daily talks will stay the same throughout the month. We'll start with an introduction to the theme. We'll then introduce the verse for the day. We'll analyze some aspects of that verse as it relates to its history of revelation and other such aspects. We'll then provide one hadith to validate the relationship between Imam Ali, peace be upon him, and the verse under review. And we'll conclude with a few takeaway points, as well as a closing reflection and a final thought. Join us on this enlightening journey as we delve into the Quranic revelations on the excellences of Imam Ali, peace be upon him. Together, let us strive to embody his teachings and virtues, seeking guidance and inspiration during this blessed month of Ramadan. Ramadan Mubarak to each and every one of you as we embark on Ramadan Reflections for 2024. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.